First name Samuel, last name James. 10/17/79. Chief complaint, number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Number three, I keep gaining weight. Number four, I need to have my testosterone check. Number five, haven't had my thyroid check for some time. Number six, history of hypertension. Number seven, metabolic syndrome. Number eight, history of leg pain. Number nine, history of arm pain. Number 10, does a lot of physical activity, as well as does a lot of racing, which could be related, which could be causing patients issues with neck and neck pain and back pain. History of abdominal pain off and on, history of reflux. Next number, history of high cholesterol. Next one is history of BPH. This is a 43-year-old man who comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. He has had cough, congestion, fever, some shortness of breath at night. And has been doing some wheezing, especially in the evening time. His COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, history of stroke, also C12/4/2020. Review of system as above, medical problems, migraine, headache, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, surgeries, carpal tunnel surgery, esophageal, fundoplication, and because of gastroesophageal reflux, allergy, penicillin, medication, see medication list. Opposite page was reviewed one by one with patients. Socialism, smoke, quit 5 years ago, does a drink on a regular basis. He's married, he works at a chemical plant, has a lot of hobbies, and does a lot of racing on the side as well. He weighs 262, it's up 10 pounds compared to before. 98.1, 1600 pulse, 140/84, heart positive, one positive, two lungs, bronchi and valves, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, blood's upon non-focal, there's epigastric tenderness noted, skin shows no rash, mild low extremity edema present. Assessment number one, bronchitis number two, sinusitis number three, flu test is negative number four. We'll treat patient with ceftonir 300 milligram twice a day. Next one is metabolic syndrome. Next one is continues to gain weight. Next one is he does have sleep apnea, diagnosed with sleep apnea testing, but doesn't want to use any modalities to help it. I told him that's most likely why he's not losing weight. Next one is his testosterone has been low in the 80s. Next one is he's been receiving testosterone at home. Next one is check PSA. Next one is check CBC. Next one is check testosterone level. Next one, we introduced him to Bungo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep apnea device. Next number, I gave him testosterone to continue with half a cc, which is 100 milligram on a weekly basis, with needles and syringes. Next number, cherry tussin for cough. Next number is leg pain and arm pain related to PVD with no significant change. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows fatty liver with no significant change. Next number, echocardiogram shows the right-sided RVH. This needs to be further evaluated after he gets his sleep apnea under control. Next one is BPH. Next one is significant lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one is vertigo with history of carotid stenosis. No significant change from a year ago. Next one is BPH. Next number is findings discussed with patient at wife. Next one was check blood work. Next one was come back in 1 week. Thank you.